Technisch was having Moriach with Yisrael Pimchas, and Technisch was Daniel Shainim with Yeshua Fallas. This week's parsha is Acharei Mois. Es mishmatay tasuvas u kupsay tishmu lelechas bohem ani Hashem elokeichem. Mishmartem zchukosay v'smutay asher yaseh osom hadol b'chay bohem ani Hashem. So we have the idea of a chay bohem. And understand this idea of, we know Chazal Darshan Chay Behem, Lo Yamus Basho Behem, the idea of Pikuach Nefesh is Doka Kol HaTorah Kula, except for the Gimel Averos. Let us see another idea of this idea of a Chay Bohem Ani Hashem. If you look in Rashi, on page 3, Ani Hashem neman l'shalem sachar. Right, Ani Hashem the neman l'shalem sachar. So the question that has to be discussed is, what does this mean? Ani Hashem neman l'shalem sachar. I mean, it's just to say that's a reason for us doing mitzvahs. I thought the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Al tiyu kavod mishamshim sarav al manas l'kabel schar." Right? Okay. So why does Hashem say, "I'm, you don't have to worry. I'm trustworthy, l'shalem sachar." But that's sort of indicating that Hashem is saying, you do get the schar, but don't worry, I'll give you the schar. But I thought we shouldn't be doing mitzvahs al menas l'kabel pras, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So now is the time of the year we're supposed to be learning Pirkei Avos. So we know the Mishnah says al tiyu kavod b'sham shem sarav al menas l'kabel pras al tiyu kavod b'sham shem sarav shelo l'kabel pras v'mor shomay v'lech. So there is a word that the Planim Yofos has, and the Chai Veloshin has a similar word, and the Ozhev Rebbe. So we'll see what we see. So let's look at the Planim Yofos on page 8. First, let's look at the Pasuk in Vayera, page 6. Ki yedativ l'mana sheyitzav es bonav es beiso achrov. As Hashem says, I know that Avram Avinu is going to teach Torah to his household, v'shomru derech Hashem, and they're going to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'asot tzedakah u'mishpat, l'man havi Hashem al Avram, eis asher diber lov. And he's going to, Hashem now will fulfill the things that he promised Avram Avinu. So again, the same question. Hashem, well, Avram Avinu is doing it, so, and I know he's doing it. And why is he doing it? So he'll get what I promised him. He'll get what I promised him. Ribbono shel Olam, Rav Goldstein, al tiyu kavodim sham shem sarav al manas l'cham el tzkar. So in our pasuk, it says that v'chay bohem ani Hashem. And what does Rashi say, Rav Goldstein, on page 3? Neman l'shalem schar. And in Vayera, the same thing. Laman Havia Samshem Avramas Hashem Diber Alov. That also Almanas Lekabel Pras. So these two Pesukim, see the Hashem in Vachrimos and in Laman Havia Avram and Vayera seem to contradict the Mishnah Perkei Avos. So there's a board from the Panim Yafos, from the Haflaw, in page 8. Terech Lavid, Zehu Albanas Lakabo Pras, the Omer Laman Havi, Ufi Pshuta Yish Tafarsh, the Omer Bemishnah, Mitzvah Gores Mitzvah. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, Schar Ver Idono, Shemina Sakarj Baruch Hu Rutsono, page 9, Lahati Libri Yosef. He says Hashem wants to, that's the whole reason that he created the world, as far as right, is that he can be able to give, right? Who says in the Ramchal, Kadosh Baruch Hu was told, Derech HaTov Lehetiv. So he says, Kabbalah Schar Mitzvah, She'osa Nachas Ruch HaKono, B'tikud Bidosev Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Hashpiri Lav Tov. He says that it's a mitzvah to get mekabel schar. What's the mitzvah? And this Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the same thing. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate will in this world is to be able to be meitiv. But he can't be meitiv if you don't deserve it. So if you do things that enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv, that's the greatest nachas ruach that you're giving on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Was derech hatov lehetiv, and that's what I mean. We're going to see. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, if you're only doing it for your own good and you want to get reward in economy, that's the mission of Perkei Avos. You should do this. But if you want to be able to be a facilitator that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be able to be native, then that's the highest madrega. That's not only it's not a chisaron. It's the highest madrega is to be able to be a facilitator to Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to be meitiv, and that's what the Parim Yafo says. Laman Havi Al Avram, that Avram is going to do the right thing because he knows that the greatest nachas ruach I have in the world, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, is to be meitiv. And if he will be an enabler, that I'll be able to be meitiv, that's the highest madriga. And that's what the Parim Yafo says. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the same thing in page 20 in Ruach Chaim. He writes here, Nami goes, Ask Yelmuzet, Kine Achare, Asher Iker Kavonis Habriyah Hu Lehetiv Lebruav. You came with Visa, you talk a Kavoda, Yoser Hashuva, Kubelitz, Tia Albanas Lakabu Pras. That's the highest Madrega. Kiyavo Albanashe Yetiv Lo, Shayigam Zanakhatsu Kufanov. He says, Aval Beemes, Sakhemes, Ibechavi, Bevodos, Jagilos Kar, Bekavaros, Rakade, Shayigam Zanakhatsu Kulashem, Paytiv and Brov, Kalif, Avodos, Avoda Hamulo. But if you do it, the highest level of Odos Hashem, is you do it because you want to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv, and not for your own good? That's the highest madriga. But you can have, if you have both kavanas, so then okay, so also something. And that's the same thing with the Parim Yosef. So the Be'er Moshe, the Oshiver was he lived in the Bronx, the Oshiver. Then he made Aliyah to Tel Aviv. And then he gave, as Rebbe Shmendelman told me, he gave a lot of his Sfarim to the YU library before he made Aliyah. Rebbe Moshe Yechiel Halevi Epstein, Amun Yosef. So he explains that pasuk based on the haflah. And that's what he says on page, this is on page 14. He says, Moshe, Moshe, you gave me chias. And then he says on page 15 of the fourth line, these things parsha kosos venenu ushmartem su kosai al desha tem tishmu et achukim shem lutam asav yishmetam yidvarcho baruchu yachol ozach ha-sweil mechines mishpat yiglal she yase osem ha-adam kolomar bida keneged bida mecha shor tzon yishmachu l'heitiv l'bona v'ahuva v'nizkoso bedin v'yichach v'hayim bohem ani Hashem ki v'yachol mosifim kol v'famal v'shamal. And that's what the Parim Yofer says. Ki yidati v'man she'itzav es bona v'achach. He says, that's what he writes in the next paragraph. Gaze Novi Masha Omar, the Chaiba Mani Hashem, he possess a Tishmaru as Hukai Miss Mishrotai, a Lorak, Lorak Etzem Akim Amitsu Nachas Rokhofanai, El Gamas Khashit Kablo Kach, and Yashem Nebel and Sakha Skar Afo also Skar, a Muftak Lotse with Sonas, Nimsha Shaskar, Afu Dislaw Bamitsu, Visha Osa Nachas Rokhioso, possess a Machshir Atzmo the Kabal Skar. In other words, he makes himself Roy to be a recipient. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest hanoah that he has in this world is to be able to be mativ. Be able to be mativ. Yeah. And then if you take a look at the Chasam Sofer, you can't go without a Chasam Sofer. He says here on page 23. Es mishpata tasu kolad dishmul lachas ba bni Hashem alkeichem. Yom ray mishmul alachas ba hem le madrega acheres yosef mize. O le schar olam hazeh, o le olam haba. O ha ozeh b'chai mehem, shu zeh hu tachlis chiyuso, ki hu chayenim. O ma yesh acher zeh atanu, kshu zoche lasas mitzvus Hashem, ani Hashem, ve lo alkeichem kviyachol. Ki lo yitor alokov kviyachol, shor hu tzadik hu moshel yiras Hashem, kviyachol kori lo, imi kol mokom ani Hashem, am ahave alkol. Look at the sideline here on page 23 on the light in the right. The Mekayim mitzvahs lahasik schar or madrega as hu mebchinas elokim mushal olav. Hamasad gem Hashem Hashem pasias hamitzvahs hu mebchinas sadik mushal v'yos Hashem. There's a person Mekayim mitzvahs. Bishmu lachas lo madrega cheres moskar ola mazel ola mama ola shum madrega sheikhav lachasig ani Hashem elkechem. I'll pay you back. Omnem ha'osa b'chai b'hem shazo tachlis chiyuso ki hu chayenu. Whereas if you're just doing mitzvahs, if you want to get schar, when you want to reach a certain madrega, okay. So Hashem will give you a reward because that's the midas hadin, to give reward for somebody who did it. But if you're doing mitzvahs, because this is your whole chias in life. So then, it's a high madriga. So it doesn't say v'chai b'hem. In other words, then I'm going to give you this ability. Because then you're on even a high. Hani Hashem lokeichem is one madriga. That's when you're doing it bedid. Because you did this right thing, so Hashem, you got to the next madrega, so Hashem will, give you reward. But there's another madrega. There was the first idea. Then Ani Hashem Elokecha. That's I'll be the Dayan. It'll be the Sanin. You'll get reward. But if Shema, the third, the next madrega is Shmados. You're doing them not just because it's the rule book, just following the rules. It's your whole chiyus. Then it's a higher madrega. Ani Hashem. Then Ani Hashem Elokecha. Then I'll forgive you. And that's even on a higher madrega. But what we say before is another madrega. So the madrega of doing it, so you could enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia. That's a tremendous madrega. And then the last thing is what the Tosha Glover writes here on page 28, close to Zohar. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He says all the Tariq mitzvahs, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the shorash of all the Tariq mitzvahs. So every mitzvah has a key in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, every mitzvah has that aspect. Because he's showing he believes in Sha'osa mitzvah, but Kavanah, Hari Mamid Ma'ashem Yisbach. His own mitzvah says saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Amru mitzvah below kavana, the goof below neshama. The ikar chiyus ha-mitzvah hu chelak anochi Hashem Elokecha shabbat. That's the ikar chiyus of the mitzvah, is the kavana, is the emunah. So he says that's what it means. What you do a mitzvah, asher yaseh osam ha-adam v'chai bohem, ani Hashem. The mitzvah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the chiyus b'toch ha-mitzvah. He says the mitzvah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the chai, in other words, v'chai bohem. If asher yaseh osam adam v'chai bohem, meaning Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem is permeating your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is permeating, permeates with the idea of emunah. So then that's a high madrega. That's a guf imin shama. So you can do a guf. You just do it. This is what you're supposed to do. You do it. But you really believe in Hashem. That's the high madrega of a mitzvah. That the Asher Yaseh Osam V'Chai Bohem Ani Hashem. That who? What's? You read that as one phrase. V'Chai Bohem Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, the Emunah of Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is living in the mitzvah. It's a chiyus in the mitzvah. Then Ani Hashem. That's the idea. So these are different ideas of the Chaybahem, of the idea of Chaybahem Ani Hashem, doing it with Ramuna, with Chiyas, etc. And that's the doing the mitzvah, and also what the Chasam Sofer says. You do the mitzvah, the Ava, the Chaybahem. Then Ani Hashem, that's a higher level. If you're doing it because this is the rule book, then it's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I'll give it to you just like a judge will judge out, what you merit. But if you do it V'chai Bohem, because that's your chiyus, says the Chasam Sofer, then Ani Hashem, there's no limit of what you can get. It's not just a rule book, tit for tat, so to speak. And that's the idea. Of that, also Madrega of doing it to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ozhuvah writes, based on the Panim Yafos and with a similar idea of the Ruach Chaim, that you're doing it because you want to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's greatest nachas is that He should be able to mashpia. So it says that's the highest level. But that says the Ruach Chaim of Asiyas HaMitzvah. To be able to be a facilitator, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mashpia, Shefa Bracha on us. Okay.